It's time for Press Pass. Joining us today, Jim Fink of Business First. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Jim, we're doing just fine, and we're going to start things off with a very large number, and I want you to explain. The number is $19.5 billion. That's just a number. Give us the depth behind that particular number.
That is the total value of all the construction project, commercial construction projects, and we're not talking about single-family homes, in the eight Western New York counties that we have tracked that have either been completed or in the current economic development pipeline for this year and looking forward. There are 871 projects in the eight counties. Some of these are school reconstructions. Some of these are pretty high-profile projects like Solar City.
We most certainly have talked a lot about Canal Side, and people have been flocking down there in droves to get a look for themselves.
Correct.
What about South Buffalo? What's happening there?
There's some old schools, St. Teresa's, that's being renovated by Carl Frislin into apartments. There's St. Tommy's, same thing, an old school, parochial school, that's also being renovated by Carl Frislin into apartments. You have Danforth that's doing a major operations center across from on South Park. You have the English Pork Pie that's expanding again with their soccer, their English-tinted project. I like to call them economic development singles and doubles more so than home run balls.
The home run being a Solar City.
Right. Those are few and far between, and I think we've learned our lesson to stop swinging for the fences all the time. And, you know, singles, doubles in the economic world are equally effective.
Are there singles and doubles happening in North Buffalo?
Absolutely. Look at everything that Rocco Termini is doing along Elmwood Avenue, the Arco Lofts. Look at how Hurdle Avenue, you got Lexington Food Co-op that's taking over the old CVS store. You have Carl Frislin again doing an apartment building. You have another former parochial school, St. Margaret's, that's being converted by Iskolo into market-rate apartments.
And it's interesting, since you mentioned projects in South Buffalo and in North Buffalo, a lot of them revolving around apartments, the demand now for city apartments.
Correct.
It must be there or else these developers wouldn't be coming.
Correct. Not only would they not, developers not be undertaking it, but the banks would not be underwriting the projects. So the confidence is there, and they're looking. For instance, Rocco Termini and the Arco Lofts, all those apartments were leased before he could really open the doors. Iskolo Development is seeing the same thing with St. Margaret's. There's a waiting list. Simonelli did Bethune Hall up on Main Street next to Bennett High School. 84 apartments, all leased.
There'd have to be a lot of adjustment for inflation and things along these lines. But
correct.
How does that $19.5 billion in development projects compare to recent history?
Well, last year it was $16.6 billion. 2 years ago, the first time we did CORE, and granted, that the first year we did it, we just focused on Erie and Niagara counties, not all eight counties. That was a little bit over $10 billion, and that was just for the two counties. Last year, the first year we did all eight counties, it was $16 billion. This year it went up 37%.
Jim Fink, always appreciate your time on Press Pass.
Thank you.